Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast, show number 214.
I'm Lippo.
I'm Big JD.
Yes, we are. And here we are sitting in the Jabbercast studio.
For the very last time, heartbroken, sobbing. Yeah. We went through a lot of tissue before, during preparation for this show.
Yeah. I shouldn't eat all that chocolate last night.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, here we are. This is actually the last Jabbercast show. We'll have no Music Mayhem. We'll have no Gadget. We'll have no... Are Steve and Larry dropping by? No Steve and Larry.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
All right.
It's a sad day in Jabbercast land.
In Jabberland. But not really. What did you do? Oh, okay.
Not what you think.
I was going to say, only I do that on the Jabbercast. No. So yeah, this is the last Jabbercast show, allegedly, apparently. And we're moving on to something different, which is Big JD and Lippo in the Morning, if you can believe that. And that's at 99.1 FM in Windsor, Detroit on CJAM. We don't know the day yet, but we know it's coming after Labor Day.
Oh, is it? Is
that and the, both Canada US Labor Days are on the same,
yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's a shared holiday. It's like Christmas.
Is it? Yeah. Okay.
Only it's not Christmas.
It's like Christmas, only it's not Christmas.
That's right.
We did a holiday show, didn't we?
We did many, I think. Many holiday shows.
And many a show on a holiday. We have somebody coming in the studio tomorrow morning to do our show IDs for the new show. Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Female voiceover artist. That's going to be something.
That's awesome.
We don't do that stuff anymore. We're too big for that.
So we're going to be doing a half-hour show on the radio, and it's a college radio station.
College radio. Community radio. That's what it is, actually.
Yes. Yeah. It's out of the University of Windsor, which is cool. So, yeah, very cool. And if you want to, you can still subscribe to this show, could you not?
Yes, you can. Yeah. It'll be podcasted. It will be on live in the morning. On from 99.1. So I'm thinking it's probably around between 8 and 9. So it could be an 8 o'clock show, 8:30 morning show. Something hopefully that you're going to be able to listen to maybe when you're driving to work or on your way and, you know.
Yeah.
And falling asleep already. Talking Sorry. About the morning show.
Been a long day.
And what were we talking about? Where you'd be able to listen to it on cjam.ca. You'll be able to listen to it live as it happens because they stream live 24/7. And then you will also be able to listen to it afterward as a podcast. So the shows are up. As soon as the live show is done, it's on the web as a podcast. So, you know, if you caught the tail end of the show or whatever and you just go to the podcast, you know, when you get to work, you know, if you missed it, you're getting in the car, whatever, like, you know, you're going to want to go to cgm.ca and find us in the program guide and just click on there and listen to the, and they keep an archive of the last five shows and they rotate. So that show would be up, you know, for like our first show would be up there for, well, that one would be up longer because it's going to be there until they get five. But then every time there's a new show, the bottom one's gone, right?
Yep.
So they keep a list of about five shows. And
so is our format going to change? Is it going to be Music Mayhem? Is there going to be a gadget or
the format? Basically the format can be, pretty much anything we want. And I'm figuring a takeoff of the Jabbercast. I'm figuring maybe we play a song still and maybe we have the tech talk and we do all the, you know, we have our same segments.
Like we're going to have
much
a topic.
A takeoff of the, yeah. Takeoff of the Jabbercast type of thing. Yeah.
All right.
And hopefully we can do a little more interviews and things like that and talk to people and something. I don't know what, but.
It'll be easier, I think, doing interviews when people know that we're actually on terrestrial radio.
Well, yeah.
As if that matters.
Well, and you know, short interviews, obviously, because it's a only half-hour show anyway. But so it's not like, you know, not like my other show. I do you talking to me on there. It's a half-hour interview and a lot more preparation and stuff. I mean, not that we won't have to prepare to some degree for the show, but...
Yes, you will.
So That's where we're going to be. That's where we're going.
Awesome.
So we're here to tell you a little bit about that today and talk a little bit about some of our past Jabbercast shows and what you can expect on Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
Can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be something different. Kind of cool. So some of the things you can expect, I mean, we've covered a myriad of topics already.
We've covered myriad of topics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's not a myriad, is it?
It is a myriad.
Oh.
Yeah, a myriad. You wouldn't say myriad. It's myriad of topics.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And you would know because you're going to school, but I've, as far as typing it out, I know
you won't
put an A. There's never an A.
Why?
Because it's not like, you know, there's a gaggle of geese, a herd of cows. It's not
a myriad of something.
A myriad isn't that kind of unit. It's not a unit of anything. It's a different form of a word. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, but that's pretty surprising to me. I have to look into that because it seems weird to say it that way.
I know it does.
Is it weird to you to hear it the other way? A myriad of something?
Only because I'm aware of the difference.
That's like saying a lot of something, sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
Like double talk.
Yeah, it'd be like saying the same thing twice.
Isn't it like double talk, sort of?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get on with it.
And that's the kind of stuff you can expect on the... No. We've covered shows such as... Well, our very first show was Career Choices.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah, that was really something. I don't know if we can get any audio on that. Oh, yeah, we can. It's the Career Choices show. Let me skip ahead there, see what's up.
Somebody put us on.
I sound so young.
You have to make JD. Yeah. In stereo. So you want to discuss the difference between... Would you want to discuss the streaming...
Well, streaming and internet radio, first of all.
Okay, obviously we haven't gotten into the topic yet.
Oh, no, it's usually...
Here we go.
And even some of the big radio now, some of the shows are podcasts and...
I don't think we got into it yet.
No, we probably didn't get into it at all. And you wouldn't say at all. We didn't get into all. Isn't that how you... so yeah, that was our Career Choices show. Public Restrooms we've done. Nostalgic Candy.
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Visit thejabbercast.com.
Now you can hear the Jabbercast on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and free. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com.
The kids type shows are fun. Nostalgic Candy, things you did as kids, games that we had as kids and toys. Remember that?
Yes.
That was good stuff.
You know why it's good stuff?
Why?
Because you're still a kid.
Oh.
You have yet to grow up.
Let's see. What else have we done? We've done Rules for Kids show. That's
Rules? Good.
Rules for Kids we
rules
did.
Rules for Kids.
Yeah. Couldn't tell you what that's all about. Let's take a listen for a second.
Smack in the hand is probably really good. Not a smack in the face or on the head or anything like that. I don't think kids should be whacked in the head.
I don't think kids should be whacked in the head. The Versus show, that was a lot of fun. Pencil versus pen, coffee versus tea.
Yeah.
That was neat.
That was good, yeah.
What else did we do? We did I Hate When That Happens. I remember some things from some of these shows. I remember I had talked about when you're carrying a whole bunch of bags and everything and you finally get up to your door of the house or whatever or your car or something and you go to put your key in the lock and the key falls out of your hand and drops down.
I hate that when that happens.
Yeah. That was one thing I remember from that show.
You know what I hate? What happens when you got your head in the trunk and the trunk hits you in the back of the neck?
I don't know if that ever happened to me.
It happened just the other day.
Pretty
to me
neat, though.
With the new car I got. Here, yeah. And I didn't realize the trunk.
Is it different?
You got to put it all the way up for it to stay up.
Oh, okay.
If you only put it up a little way, it'll land on your neck.
And you get partially decapitated. Favorite things we did? Family life. You were able to talk from the standpoint of having your own family now, and mine was like family life when I was at home. What else do we talk about? World's greatest mysteries, phobias, tips and tricks. I don't know what that was. That was probably like one of those home remedy books.
Oh, right, yeah.
Big JD and Lippo's home remedies. Old friends, you know, people you haven't seen for a long time. Oh, I got sure. a little old friend story.
This is before Facebook, besides.
Yeah. And so is the story.
Okay.
But anyway, no, actually, it was something that just happened, but it's from people that I knew a long time ago. These two brothers used to come and see my band play all the time. And they're huge Wicked Angel fans. And at some point in time, I reconnected with one of them, and he was in Vegas, lived in Vegas. Then he moved to Pennsylvania, where he still is now. And then I've been, you know, in contact with him here and there through email and whatever. And these guys were diehard Wicked Angel fans, you know. And so he was pretty excited to be connected with me, and I thought it was cool to be talking to these guys. And I don't remember much from back in the day there, and I do sort of remember them. So anyway, he recently emailed me and said his brother has, and these guys are like in their mid-40s or something like that, his brother's got cancer. And wow. You know, that's unbelievable, but, you know, at his age and all that. And so anyways, he said, you know, can you maybe make him something, Wicked Angel, give him a tape or something, autograph something. It'll just really lift his spirits, you know what I mean? Because he's not well off, and it's fairly advanced, and there's not much that can be done. You know, he went through radiation, and he's about to, I guess, find out today if he's going to be able to even have chemo, or if it's just, you know,
too late
for that.
Yeah.
So I made a nice package. I made a DVD of a show that we did here in Windsor that they were actually at, put some demo stuff together that was the end and post Wicked Angel stuff that he wouldn't have heard or anything. You know, autographed everything for him and stuff. And so I met them yesterday, and he takes his brothers down for a couple weeks from Pennsylvania, and he's been taking them to McDonald's to get ice cream cones. So I met them at a McDonald's, and I bought them ice cream, and it was, you know, it was too bad his situation, you know, like to see or whatever. And so anyway, we had ice cream, and I gave him the stuff, and he was really excited and happy about that. And so that's my story of
old friends.
Old friends, yeah. So it was pretty cool sort of to connect, and wish it was under better circumstances, but so that's that story. We talked about Toy Story.
That's the toys, yeah. The toy show.
Yeah, why Toy Story, though?
And because it was big.
Okay.
Yeah.
An apology show, Hockey Moms, Bullies.
We did a remote for the Hockey Mom show.
Oh, that's right. We did, didn't we?
Went to the Bell River Arena.
Yeah, that was pretty neat. We talked to a lot of people there.
We sure did.
Said, listen to that again sometime, because that was pretty neat. Did we do very many remote shows at all? Was that the only remote show we did? I can't recall. I know that
no, it wasn't the only remote
our buddies,
show.
The Easy Mac guys, have done some remote shows. But
yes. Yeah.
Huh. I wonder if we could do some remote shows.
Who's we?
Big Jitty and Lippo in the Morning.
Okay. Well, yeah, sure. I'm into that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, he's all for that and not for taking any phone calls.
No. Phone calls, no.
Remote shows, though, where you talk to people and everything?
Oh, you got to talk to people?
Okay.
I want it to be just me.
All right. It's all you, baby. what else do we do? A pet show. We've done a pet show. Maniacs. I don't even know what that is or means. We probably didn't know what that was at the time either. Maniacs. The Maniac Show.
You were more maniacal in your earlier years.
Superstition. Organization. The computer age. Talking all about computers and technology and all that sort of thing.
Need more Jabbercast? Where are you going to find Big JD and Lippo? You're going to find Big JD and Lippo in the morning on CJAM. 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit. Coming mornings after Labor Day.
Injured hosts. That was during the time of my shoulder surgery and your knee surgery.
Yep.
Wow.
I had gotten...
How close were those on the timeline?
I think you went for your surgery in November, was it?
it was February, early February.
Right. You went in for your surgery, and I hurt my knee really close to each other. And then I went in for my surgery maybe 6 to 8 weeks after I tore my ACL.
Yeah. Skiing. Incident.
Yeah.
what else we got? Stop Smoking Show. Should have another one of those. Talk about smoking. Music show. We had a recap show at 25. I know those are your favorite. Mm-hmm. April Fool's show. See, we had shows on a lot of holidays and that, so we were able to make them about those holidays. And we had a Get in Shape show, which was a big hit.
Yeah.
A lot of people listen to that show.
Yeah.
Collectors and collecting. That's cool. Spirituality. Cool foods.
Talk a lot about food, I remember.
Yeah. Freedom. All about the Jabbercast.
What?
That was some kind of supplement because I think we were going to be bringing the Jabbercast to FM radio before. And really? Drivers. We talked about drivers, probably road rage and everything.
We should have a... we should do a compilation of all the songs that were played on the Jabbercast.
Oh, yeah. Sell the soundtrack. Yeah. Give it away. That'll be a giveaway for the first morning show. We're going to give you all this copyrighted music for free, burned on a CDR on FM radio. That would go over good with the CRTC and everybody else in the station. There'd be one show on the station. That'd be it, and we'd be done. End Times, we did a show on End Times, 2012
one
and all
my,
that.
One of my
good
favorite
stuff.
Topics.
Yeah. What else did we do? We did the old, the new, and the switcheroo. You remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
I think that was like old things, and then like I'm going to say a cassette player, and then the new thing was a CD player, say, and it was the switcheroo. Like, how did that come about? Like, right under our noses, basically, it happened so casually that we didn't, you know, pay attention even. Bad habits, greatest inventions, the arts, conspiracy show we had. That was kind of neat. I remember that. Emotions.
Sweet Emotions.
Yeah. Didn't they have the Heil thing in that song?
Heil
talk box?
Yeah.
Getting in Trouble. We've done our share of that. Still do, some of us. Old Age and Old Folks. I wonder if we had anybody on there. Did I have my grandmother on that show? Entertainment Tonight. I mean, we must have talked about some celebrities and stuff.
Yes,
at that time.
Yeah, I think you're in that mode. You're making fun of everybody who was nobody.
Safe World Travel. I think that was one of your choices as a topic, wasn't it?
Stay away from Israel.
Can we... okay, I don't know about that. But The Man Show, I don't know. To Be Cool, What Would You Do to Be Cool? Turnoffs, Fashion Show, The Best Medicine. I guess that was on Laughter. I don't know what that was on. Cougars and Boy Toys.
Mm.
Hey, that's our favorite. I just love boy toys. Waste Not, Want Not. What you do with things that most people would find not usable anymore, I guess. I don't know. Human Imperfections. Fun Words. Not to be confused with. A different word show we did. Funny Words, or what was it called? Remember that, though?
Yeah, I remember doing it, yeah.
Funny Words or Strange Words or something. An education show, classic TV. Those are fun, too. Those are cool.
Because you were a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Back to the
Because I was a kid?
Yes, when you were watching the classic TV.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shopping, occasions in general, I guess. Get in Gear, I guess, about getting motivated and stuff like that. Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. Had to be a cool show. Don't remember it much. You and I were too busy.
That's right.
Dreams, Music Trivia.
Dreams, that was a good
cool
show too.
Yeah.
I think you had just gone to Toronto.
The Silva Ultramind ESP course. Very good stuff, man. Very, very good. Medicine and Healing. Kids and Sports. Let's see, identity theft, movies, addictive personality. The list just goes on and on. Look at this. You see that list?
Yeah, it would take half an hour just to read the whole list.
The 50s and 60s, show on customer service, kitchen gadgets, the pot show, and that wasn't on cooking, sports show, technology, hippies, old wives tales, cycling. And some of our more recent shows have included reality TV, Seers and Soothsayers, Middle Class, and Faith and Belief.
Yep. That was the last one, wasn't it?
Boy, yeah. Faith and Belief was the last show, which was 213, wasn't it? This 214?
Yep.
Should have went for that even 215.
Even.
Hey, you never know. No, but...
you never know.
Anyway.
They might kick us off the radio.
There you go. And that will be, we'll be back starting at show 215.
Yeah.
In the year 2012 or something.
2015.
Maybe 2011.
Maybe 2015.
There you go. Hey, we'll do a 2015 in 2015. But, yeah, I guess that's about it.
Okay.
So we just wanted to let you know, what we've done and, what we'll be doing.
Yes.
And a little bit about the, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning show on CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor, Detroit.
Can I get a CJM email address?
Yes, you can.
Woohoo!
We will hook you up.
Awesome.
So, yeah, you'll be able to email us at Big JD or Lippo at CJAM.ca. We'll hook each other up on that. Because I think I do have an actual CJM email address that I don't use. I got too many email addresses. That's... It should be our first show. Email addresses.
All right, I'm in.
That's cool. This is basically the end of the Jabbercast, and you'll hear from us on the radio. How are we going to let everybody know? I'm just going to post something on the blog, and I'll post it all over the place, Facebook and all that stuff. Yeah, the Jabbercast blog. I don't know what I'm going to do about shows, though. They will probably allow me again to... use the shows like I do with mine. Right. I've been able to post my shows on my own thing because they're there all the time forever. But it's a lot of work. So I'm thinking we'll just have the 5-show archive and everybody can suck it.
Why can't we start a Facebook page? Big JD and Lippo in the Morning Facebook, you know, a page.
That's probably easier.
So every show will just, there'll just be a link to the show.
What show?
The show that we recorded the past show.
But that's going to be the show on their RSS feed, which will only be there for about 4 or 5 weeks, and then it's gone. Is that what you're talking about? Put a link to those shows like as
no, you go or something? I'd rather have it a link to a more permanent place.
So if we do that, that's not so bad, but it's whether or not I have to make an RSS feed.
That's the work.
Because that's just like... Yeah, it's a lot more work. Sometimes, you know what I mean? It's busy enough just doing like one I've been doing now.
Don't do that. We'll just put them up somewhere on a server. We got tons of server space.
We'll just throw the thing up and put it on Facebook. So we'll go to the Facebook page and skip the WordPress page altogether.
Right.
I think that's the thing to do now anyway.
Yeah. So if you want to listen to a show that was 10 weeks old, find it in the list in there somehow and click on it. You'll be able to listen to it.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I like that idea. That's what we'll do, Facebook page. So
our fans can get a hold of us as well that way.
There you go.
It'll be kind of like we can interact with our listeners that way as well.
That's really good. And we will announce that. That'll be a big thing for us on the radio, our Facebook page. That's cool.
Everybody else is doing it.
Yep. And we can use that. It's not going to be different for us at Showtime.
Do you have an at Big JD Twitter handle?
An at Big JD Twitter handle?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a Twitter account.
Is it Big JD?
I think it's Big JD, Big JD.
Okay, that works.
Yeah.
Mine is at Lippo. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Lippo, L-I-P-P-O. Okay.
If you want to follow me, it's at Big JD, Big JD, I think.
I think.
Yeah.
He's giving away. And he ain't going to check it either, so
don't know. I'm going to try. But the Facebook thing will work for sure. And anyway, anybody that's subscribing or listening now, you'll know that after Labor Day, probably through that week. Labor Day is the 5th, I think. So it could be anywhere from the 5th on through that week, one morning, whenever.
You bet.
Check the CJM website, cjam.ca, 99.1 FM. Lippo's got to go to bed. We're out of here.
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Whoa, 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 whoa.